Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 7, 1804, day 147 of the expedition, camped on Grouse Island. The distance today was 22 miles. The camp on Grouse Island was later called Blue Blanket Island, between present-day Dewey and Walworth counties, South Dakota, and which is also inundated by water from the Wahee Reservoir, as many of the previous day's sites are. Captain Clark writes,
"A cloudy morning, some little rain last night. We set out early, proceeded on 2.5 miles to the mouth of a river on the larboard side, and breakfast. This river, when full, is 90 yards wide, the water at this time confined to 20 yards. The current is gentle and throws but little sand. At the mouth of the river we saw the tracks of a white bear, which was very large. Below the mouth of the river is the remains of an old Arikara village, or wintering camp, fortified in a circular form of about 60 lodges, built in the same form as the village we passed yesterday. Many buffalo skin canoes remain within the camp. We proceeded on, and at 10 o'clock we saw 2 Indians on the starboard side. They asked for something to eat, and informed us they were part of the Tetons of the band we left below, and were on their way to the Arikaras. I walked on an island in the middle of the river called Grouse Island. One of the men killed a braro, another killed a black-tailed deer. The island is nearly 1.25 miles square and contains large numbers of grouse. We proceeded on a short distance above the island and camped. A fine evening. Captain William Clark, October 7, 1804.
The large river Clark described was the Moro River, which reaches the Missouri in present-day Dewey County, South Dakota. The white bear Clark mentions is the plains grizzly bear, called white because of the white or silvery tips of the hair. The grouse are no doubt the sharp-tailed grouse, often called prairie grouse. The braro is a badger. Tomorrow, meeting the Arikaras.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Narration by Hal Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.